Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today from the high seas of the Mediterranean, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you? You're muted, unfortunately. Unfortunately, your microphone.
You're right. Hello. How are you?
How are you?
Good to see you. Good to be with you.
It's so lovely to hear your voice and see your face.
You swell.
See a little bit of Bueller behind you. Let's see some Bueller. Is that Bueller? That's Bueller. Oh, look at that Bueller butt. Bueller is Ronnie's dog, for people who are new to the podcast.
He's chilling. How's it going with you? How was your Labor Day?
Labor Day weekend was so fun. I played so many board games. I really filled my cup, and I cooked a ton of food, and I just lazed about. I had a great time. How was yours?
It was good. I was a little under the weather, so I got shit-faced on NyQuil PM. I just laid in bed, and it was just like one long day. I did a lot of like searching through myself, because I was like mostly high on NyQuil and in bed. And so I did like a lot of mental searching and like, trying to fix like childhood issues. And I looked up a lot of mental diseases or like, I don't know, mental issues or personality disorders, stuff like that.
Great.
Because Jax from Vanderpump Rules announced that he has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. So I was like, well, you know what? What is that? And I just went deep into it. And I was like, how much of this is nature and how much of this is nurture? Do I have this? What do I have? What are the things I have? So I started coming up with all the things that are wrong with me and writing them down a list. It was a clusterfuck of a weekend mentally. But you know what? I came out. I'm coughing less and I'm crying less. And so
sometimes you got to cry. I think
I'm okay.
Less.
Yeah.
Cry more.
I think I cried out the snot. I cried out the issues.
You either coughed out the tears or cried out the coughs. But one thing helped the other.
But I figured whatever my disorder is, I have the perfect job for it. So I figured whatever is wrong with me, I'm on the right path.
Truly. Now, some things to tell everyone, which is that we had a fresh new recap of Real Housewives of New York, Roni Legacy, Ultimate Girls Trip yesterday. I know that many of our Roni Legacy recaps have just been encore presentations of the recaps we did when the show initially aired on Peacock. We had missed two episodes. So the one from yesterday is a brand new, fresh Crappens recap. It is not a rerun. And the one that we're going to do another one next week. So make sure you didn't overlook that. Just want to flag that for people. Just want to flag your attention as per my previous email. The other thing I was going to mention was like something really good. And I don't remember what it was, but it was really good. And maybe it'll come back to me. Maybe it won't. We're going to just see. We're going to live, laugh, and love. But yeah, check that out. Check out our Roni stuff. We have Dwell Hello coming up this week, which is really fun. We were on Jeff Lewis last week. Thanks for having us, Jeff. We had a lot of fun, so go listen to that that episode that is up. We were just laughing a lot. A lot of discussion about Waymo. So check that out.
He's really obsessed with those cars. He's got a boner for those cars.
I think it's a reverse boner. I don't think he likes them.
Yeah. He's got like a hate boner for those things. He really does not like self-driving cars. Like the man really just wants to drive. I don't know what it is, but he's on one. That's
I feel like he's gonna have a Waymo car as a guest on his show and be like, I don't like the way you drive. And the car will just like honk at him and he'll just laugh and he'll be like, okay, you're a regular.
Yeah. We've actually got some news, but it's kind of secret. So we're going to wait till next week. But we've got a really odd crossover coming up.
Yeah.
It's a big one. It's a crossover, which means we're going to go on their podcast and they're going to come on ours. It's a weird one. You guys are going to be shocked that we're doing it.
I love it.
We will be announcing it soon. And
it's going to be hilarious.
Terrified, but we're going to do it. And we are going to open the floor to questions and stuff like that to ask them. Andy style, so we can be shady through you. But we'll do that. We'll announce that later this week. But for now, let's get on to Below Deck Mediterranean as a Southwest airplane flies over the house. Hello, Southwest. Hello, boarding groups.
Hello, Southwest. Hello, airlines.
Okay, so here we are. Below Deck Mediterranean, Season 9, Episode 14. It's called New Kid on the Dock. I feel sorry for whoever this is, because whoever the new person is, especially when it's a woman on Below Deck, you've got basically prisoners on this tiny little vessel who are so horny. You're going to get sexually harassed. So have fun with your harassment. Okay. Yes. Before I even know you, I just hope that you're prepared to get harassed. You're going to get harassed hard. Okay. Remember back in the day during the Bill Clinton trials, they were saying Harris. It's harassed, right? Can we go back to harassed? Or are we
harassed?
Still saying
I like harassed more. I feel like that's that Harris is like, it's like, are you talking about Harris Teeter? What's going on here?
It's very Bill Clinton era coded. I feel like people our age get it when you say harassed, because they were like, I don't know. Are you sure that she wasn't harassed?
Like harassed. Southern. How about harassed? Can we do that instead?
We'll harassed. Can we be harissa'd? Can we bring some culture into this?
Harissa Tomei.
I'd like some harissa on this. Harissa Tomei. She's the Moroccan
Marissa drag queen. First of all, I love Bravo casting, and I'm so glad that they found Scottish Avery Singer. I was like, here she is. She has arrived.
Avery Singer. It is her. Good call.
It's totally.
It is exactly her.
Scottish Avery Singer.
It's Scottish Avery Singer with a pleasant personality. It's like there's a Scottish version of Ramona and Mario somewhere. Like, we did it right. We did it right.
Okay. Right
with this one. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. It's not appropriate to go onto a boat. Okay. yachts are très classé. Okay.
So she comes first, and Nathan is the first to greet her. He's like, hello, new stewardess. And she's like, are you Scottish? And he's like, no, I'm Irish, but I'm half Scottish, actually. My dad's Scottish. I'm Nathan. No one needs this. You know what I mean? Too much.
And also, don't say no when actually she's like, you're like 50% Scottish, basically.
Because there's a rivalry, right?
Yeah, I guess actually when you're Scottish versus Irish, it goes like, I guess that's more of a geographical thing. I don't know. I was like,
I feel like there's rivalries all over there, because there's a lot of tears. You know, we found out when we went on our Irish tour with the trauma tour guide, which is what I called him.
Michael.
He related everything to trauma. He related
and
all
Bono.
Of his tour stops
and
to trauma.
Bono.
And Bono. Yeah, but he'd be like, here's this rock. We love this rock. This rock was almost stolen from us by the English. It took our lands and took our children. Like, literally everything we saw, he related to some trauma and started crying.
And so then you'd hedge it. You'd hedge. You go, but just, now, nowadays we love the English. Nowadays we love the English.
But we're full
nowadays.
Of love.
And this
but
year's, full of love. This is a bar stool that Bono once sat on. Everything was about Bono. There was an article.
The English almost took Bono from us, put him in the back of a van, beat the crap out of him, took our pride, took our joy, took everything we love. But we love him now. You know, we're good. Bono's back. He's got the condo uptown.
This is 8 hours of this, and it never stopped. It was great.
Like, seriously, how many times can this man cry in one van, you know? I don't think Ubers work the same. Like, you're, like, in a countryside with sheep. Like, you can't just call an Uber to save you. He's like, you want to feed a horse an apple? I was like, oh, my God, how's he going to... This horse was almost taken from us. Like, oh,
Jesus Christ. This guy flagged down a hang glider. I've never seen that happen before.
Literally did.
There was a person in the sky, and he got out of the, he stopped the car, hopped out of the car, and waved his arms around like this. Come on down. Save me from the memories of what the English did. I mean, we love them now, but save me from the memories. And the hang glider came down.
I've just learned not to ask. So Nathan just gives too much information. And she's like, well, nice to meet you, Katie. So the crew's cleaning and changing over cabins because everybody has to change rooms, you know? Yeah. So Ian's like, wait a minute. So it's not just me moving. Is it everybody moving now? Like, what's going on here? Is everybody moving? Why is there a rope in my... Oh, it's not a rope. Sorry. Missed that. It's just a bed sheet.
He's like, all these people are moving. I guess I really need to have a nap. It's a lot of moving. I'm going to nap for the next 3 hours.
I'll just be taking snack time.
Yeah. So Carrie comes in and everything. And Sandy's like, hi, we are so happy to have you. God, and I love that you do some mixology. That's really cool. I mean, clearly you've had experience on yachts and you've been in it for a while. So we're just really happy to have you on board here. Do you understand how to do basic things? Like if someone's shirt says Sandy, you put it in Sandy's closet. That's not confusing to you, right?
Well, she's doing that thing where instead of asking things, she's just putting things upon this girl and just being positive, you know, because Captain Sandy's all about like positive attitudes and stuff. Like she even used to tour the country giving like, I'm a woman in power speeches. Mm-hmm. So I think that she's doing that thing where she's putting positive traits on you instead of just assuming that it could be negative just in case. So she's like, wow, so good. You're so good at your job. You've been doing this for such a long time. You're so good at mixology. God, you're good at labeling clothes. Okay, nice talking to you. Go do it. Go do all that stuff.
So Carrie's like, I've seen it all. Tampax fucking throw it at that wall. Once I was serving these hookers, by the time I walked back out over with a drink, she was getting eaten out on the couch in the main salon. I saw everything but a fucking breakfast. It was gross. I was like, so wait, you were a cast member on Vanderpump Rules?
I know. I thought you just got to Bravo. It's like you've worked here for... But yeah, what a way to intro yourself. She's like, I've seen it all. Tampax throwing it well. What? I had to stop that and rewind it. I was like, what'd she say? It's like, Tim Pick throwing it to ball. I said, wait, Carrie, what the fuck did you just say? Tim Pick throwing it to ball, queen. It's like, damn, girl. That's her first story. Tim Pick throwing it to wall and hookers.
Maybe that's a Scottish saying. I've seen everything. Tim Pick throwing it to wall. It just means like, I'll, you know, good morning.
Yeah, I don't know. So then Sandy radios Aisha to meet her, and Nathan and Ellie are talking, and Ellie's already hating this, you know. Yes. She's like, what is her name?
And then Nathan is like, Carrie, and she's Scottish. And then Joe's in his cabin, and Joe's having like an existential crisis. He goes, oh, I'm not into Scottish woman. Like, oh, what's Joe gonna do? How is he gonna see his way out of this? Will he ever be able to be attracted to an attractive woman who happens to have a Scottish accent, which is not very different from his whatever accent he has, Liverpoolian Spanish accent?
I know, it's not bad enough. Like all the negative qualities that Joe has portrayed on television so far this season, he's got to add xenophobia to the list. Just keep adding on, you know, just pile on. You need like a fucking workhorse donkey to pile on all the negative traits you're giving us.
And also, like, stop lying to yourself and us that you're not going to immediately hit on this new woman.
Yes, and also stop assuming that anybody who comes on the boat is automatically yours just because you're like the only fuckable one left. Well, I mean, I guess look, it's below deck. We all know that it's true. But I guess still,
Ian.
It's so funny that nobody ever even considers that, you know? I mean, no. Ian works. I feel bad for Ian because, like, you know, as a chubby kid and as a chubby adult and probably, you know, a chubby senior citizen coming up soon, I've always just assumed that people who work out a lot have everything handed to them on a silver platter. But now I'm just starting to see, like, Ian works out. That's the biggest conundrum of the season. Like, he works out and he gets nothing, you know? So is it more than just working out? I'm going back into a reverie. Let me drink some NyQuil. Goodbye. Goodbye, well, world.
If there's anything that we learned in the early episodes of Big Brother this season is that, you know, hot people have it really hard.
It's hard for hot people, too.
So Aisha comes in and she's just happy. She just can tell it's someone who might be able to do laundry. So she's like,
oh, welcome.
And Carrie's like, oh, wow, you're a sweetheart. She goes, you are. You're a sweetheart. You're a huge help. You don't even understand what you've done for me. You come a long way. It's like, could you wipe the snot off your face? Like, why are you sobbing so hard? Aisha's like at the end of the longest race of her life. You know,
I'd like to thank my mother for always supporting me. Everybody
it's like ugly crying. Like, girl, you got a new maid. Calm down.
Can I show you? I'm so much of your services.
And he's like, yeah, go ahead. Have fun, kids. So then in the middle of this, Nathan gets a text that his friend died, which is really sad. His friend died 2 days ago. And then we go back to Aisha bringing Carrie around and showing her things. And she's like, sorry, everything's a mess because we just started changing the cabins. And also, the other students have no idea what they're doing. Look, there's Bree ironing a ceiling fan.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I finished saying there's Bree ironing a ceiling fan. I look at you. I'm like, oh, Ronnie, stop. Ronnie just got a text that distracted him.
I did. There's contractors up there.
I knew.
Missing
I knew
wood.
You have. I can tell when you get a construction text because you have a different face. Like there's one thing
I have
you get
to keep
like,
the stupid
because the construction text messages are the only things that truly take you out of it. Because
it's so unprofessional. I have my phone turned off during the show usually, but like my ringer, it's so unprofessional. I get it. I'm sorry, audience, but man, these guys, you know, they need stuff. Look, what are you going to do? Okay. So she's ironing a fan for poor fucking Bree, man. I actually feel bad for Bree because at this point it's like, I feel like she should know. I feel like this is the stuff going on with my mental stuff. Like, you should know by now, but you just don't understand why it's not working out, you know? And that is very Brie, just being like,
but I don't understand what is happening with the laundry. I just don't know what is happening.
Let me tell you something. I do not feel bad at all for this. This person, okay? She cannot
garden gnome of a human being.
This Travelocity mascot. I do not feel bad for her. I'm sorry. This is not a career for her. She needs to be doing something else. I don't know what it is. She cannot read a label and put it in the right place. And then she has everyone covering for her. And honestly, I thought it was really shitty that she had a nice heart-to-heart with Ellie, like, 2 episodes ago about, like, you know, fuck Joe, and then immediately went from there to hooking up with him in the bathroom. I thought that was fucked up, and that's bullshit. And I just don't feel sorry for this girl anymore.
Well, she did hook up with him, but then immediately dump him. I mean, look, I figure it's like when I'm like, you know what? I've had it. I'm sick of being led around by the neck by calories. I'm going on a diet after I finish this tub of ice cream. You finish the ice cream first. What are you going to do? Throw it away? No, you'll get amped.
It's one thing to make a proclamation like that to yourself, but it's one thing. Imagine if I said to you, Ronnie, okay, Ronnie, we're going to get through this together. We pledge we are no longer going to have ice cream together. We are going to stick through this. We're going to be better about our bodies and what we put into our bodies. And you say, yes, absolutely, Ben. I'm like, yes. And then I go from there and have some ice cream. I think that's bullshit. I think that's wrong. It'd be one thing if I break the promise to myself. But if you break the promise to someone else, I think that's rude.
Yeah.
Or at least that quickly.
Really want ice cream. So I'm really getting upset. It's an emotional day. It's an emotional day here. I'm from Glasgow, Scotland. I think I have one of the worst Scottish accents going. Basically, it's like 10 picks against a wall.
Certainly, what I hear in my head, the automatic thing is, oh, well, you can drink then. To which I'm like, I can. Just not well, you know. So.
Oh, by the way, just to issue a fresh one, because I feel like it's warranted. Really sorry for our accents, guys. Yeah. We know they're borderline offensive. We apologize. Nothing we can do. We're doing as much as we can.
It's a lot to do all these pivots, okay? It's one thing if everyone has the same accent and we can sort of just get into that accent a little bit. But like honestly, the back and forth between Scottish, Irish, South African, LA.
And we've also got Joe's Irish, Italian, English, Welsh. Scottish. Whatever the fuck is going on there, it's too much.
It's just, I feel like sometimes I'm doing an offensive Indian accent and I'm like, I'm just trying to sound Scottish, but somehow I've gone across the world. I don't know what's happening. It's too much for my little tongue.
And I know that you might be sitting there in your car being like, well, can't you just not do terrible accents? Can't you just be normal? Well, you know, look, if you have a kid at a restaurant and you hand that kid a menu that they can color on and you know that they can't color, are you just going to tell them not to color and not give them crayons? No. You give them crayons, they scribble all over Ernie's face, and Ernie just looks like a goddamn train wreck. Okay. But that's called...
It's called art. Art. It's called art. Thank you. That's what we do here. This is a podcast about art, first and foremost.
Okay. So then Aisha's showing her the cabin, and Ellie's giving her hugs. And Aisha's like, she's a stew too. And she points to Bree. Is this where Bree's ironing the fan?
When is she not ironing a ceiling fan?
Ceiling fan. So Bree's like,
nice to meet you. I don't have your laundry. I'm so sorry. I lost. I haven't turned it in yet. Thank God. I'm doing better now.
All right. So, Carrie, this is where you'll be sleeping, and this is your closet. Oh, thank you so much. Why are there so many captain's clothes in here?
Oh, my apologies. I mix it up in advance.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
She struck him with her motor vehicle. She had been under the influence and then she left him there.
In January 2022, local woman Karen Reed was implicated in the mysterious death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It was alleged that after an innocent night out for drinks with friends, Karen and John got into a lover's quarrel en route to the next location. What happens next depends on who you ask. Was it a crime of passion?
If you believe the prosecution, it's because the evidence was so compelling. This was clearly an intentional act. And his cause of death was blunt force trauma with hypothermia.
Or a corrupt police cover-up.
If you believe the defense theory, however, this was all a cover-up to prevent one of their own from going down.
Everyone had an opinion. And after the 10-week trial, the jury could not come to a unanimous decision.
To end in a mistrial, it's just a confirmation of just how complicated this case is.
Law and Crime presents the most in-depth analysis to date of the sensational case in Karen. You can listen to Karen exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
It's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. Oh my gosh, you're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So Joe sees her and he's like, do you want a shot of Grey Goose to soothe yourself in, girl? And she's like, oh my God, you're going to absolutely wake me up then, aren't you? And he's like, come on, you're Scottish. She's like, I'm never going to live this down. What is with people just piling on to Scottish people and calling them drunks?
Yeah.
That's not nice.
So Bree is, she tells John O, she goes,
he sounds like Nathan, but a lot more hardcore.
And he's like, it's a lot right now. So Joe then tells Nathan, I'm not going to lie. She's better than Ellie and Bree. Oh, well, thanks for being your brutal honesty there. Like, of course you were going to say that at this point. And so Nathan's like, he's like, really? You've done both of them when you were drunk. So, you know, he goes, yeah, but she's Scottish though. So I don't know. Oh, I like him.
Yeah, but you're Joe.
Yeah. Him you acting like he has no leg to stand on. Restraint is ridiculous.
Yeah. And also acting like he's on any plane to judge anybody is crazy. So, Aisha's like, you're going to be, like, so nice and fresh, unlike these other ones. I mean, just, I don't want to be rich, just old, moldy, disgusting, used. But not you, you're new, you're like a new, not old, disgusting teddy bear missing its eyes and an arm. You know what I mean? Not literally, I wouldn't be mean to him if it was literally, but figuratively, they're disgusting. But yeah, you're so mad. I mean, Aisha, calm it down. My God. No wonder Ellie's like, I cannot believe she is replacing me. Normally, I'd be like, you're being a little sensitive. But every time Aisha turns the corner and sees the new girl, she's like,
oh, my God, I thought you were a dream. Oh, you've come down to save us. You're like the messiah of stews.
So, she's like, are you good at cocktails? Yeah, I used to work in a couple of bars, actually. Oh, great. Ellie's second, Bree's third. Well, Bree's technically third. She's more like a 45th. And I'm just going to work you in.
And Carrie's like, well, I love laundry as well. She's like, oh, hold on.
Literally just came. All right. Good for you. Thank you so much. I came and cried at the same time. I'm just leaking from everyone at this point.
I just took me finger off me bum hole after you said that. So Carrie's like, I think that when you go into temp work, it's kind of nice. And being an extra pair of hands, like I wouldn't mind where you put me. The third stew, fourth stew, whatever. It doesn't really bother me. And Aisha's like, well, I should probably get ready. Lovely to have you on board. Let me just add one more thing.
So then now they're getting ready for their night out and stuff, and Joe's like, ah, you're getting fucked tonight, huh? She's like, I thought my accent was bad, but holy shit, your accent, listen to that. And he's like, your accent is terrible, to be honest. She's like, oh God, your accent is terrible, to be honest. And on top of it, you've got that creepy smile. What are you, Cabbage Patch Boy?
And then they're in there.
Actually, Cabbage Patch Dolls don't have teeth, but he does have Cabbage Patch Doll eyes with that teeth together.
If Cabbage Patch Dolls could actually open their mouths, I think it would look like Joe's teeth. So Ellie, they're in the crew mess, and Ellie comes out, and she's wearing these big heels. And Carrie's like, oh my God, I love that you have those on. We need to get you a pole. Your shoes, a stripper pole for your stripper heels. Oh, you're not sure to wear? Some slut top from Slut Brand. They fit perfectly on sluts like you.
Are you sure you don't have a belt? How else are you going to collect all the singles that people have thrown at you, you goddamn stripper?
Ellie's like, I've just met Kitty, and I'll give her a pass, but she's definitely not flying under my radar, unless we're talking about the hierarchy, in which case she is below me on the radar. Hierarchy is the best.
So now everybody's loading into the taxis, and Aisha, Ellie, and Gail and John are in one. The others are in another. So Joe's like, trying to get his, charisma on with Carrie. He's like, all you need to know is Nathan's with Gail. I'm your last option.
And Ian's asking, are you guys going to split laundry, or like, am I going to finally get a new shirt after a few weeks? And Carrie's like, oh, I fucking hope so. I love laundry. And Bree's like, I'm excited to learn from you. Oh my God. It's been nine. We're on episode 13 or something. We're literally on episode 14 and she's still begging to learn from people. Oh God.
Yeah. So in the other car, Aisha is like, oh my God, I just remembered that we got a new stew. I'm going to start sobbing again. I just love her. Do you think I could marry my new stew? I'm just so in love with you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you forever. Girl's like, so what's the deal? What's going to be happening with laundry? I love that. I've never seen a whole crew this obsessed with like getting a shirt cleaned, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, she's been a chief stew, and she's very good at mixology and cocktails, so I'm just going to use her as a floater. And if I do remember correctly, Mary Lou Hanna did say, if you've got floaters, you're healthy. So it's great.
And Jonna's like, well, can we put personal stuff back in the laundry now? She's like, sure, just not fish, because the laundry will die, all right?
They literally are not even putting their clothes into the laundry because they're so afraid that Bree's going to mess it up and send it off into the abyss.
Like, is that wild? Can we start? Can we put personal stuff back in the laundry now? It's such a
pretty funny. So, okay, so now they go to dinner and they're ordering drinks, and Joe's still giving Carrie shit, and he's like, "So do you drink so that you can get it? You can get drunk? Is that what she said? What he says?
Yeah, it's like, do you drink so that you can get it? You can get drunk." He says something like that, and she's basically like, "It's okay, I'll carry you home." And he's like, "Oh, thank you. I played the piano and the guitar." He's like, "Oh, do you now? How have you got a guitar on your board? On board, have you?" And they're just flirting, whatever. And Bree's like, "I know that Joe's going to flirt with Carrie, number three. At least I was number one." I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's like braggable.
Yeah. Yeah. First to the horror show. So Joe's like, "Well, I like performing in front of the guests. You can sing then. You can sing with me." And she's like, "You're definitely on the next level, by the way." And he's like, "I am next level." And so Aisha's like, "Oh, Carrie, get away from Joe. I just wanted to tell you something. I haven't told you this before. Let me hold your face in my hands. I'm so in love with you. I'm so happy. You've changed my life. You've changed my life."
"We're like so chuffed to have you here. You know, I've joined Mijada, and it's not an easy position to come into because you have to come in and learn everything straight away and ruffle no feathers, and it's a really intense way to start in a team. Fucking hell!"
And then we have a flashback to her coming in. I totally forgot that she was a replacement. I think she replaced that crazy Italian lady.
Lara!
Remember Lara? She's like, "This is how I do it." But then I think,
"Oh, it's me, Lara. I can do, I can clean the rooms."
So I was so mad she got fired so quickly. That was like my favorite accent. I was like, "This will be my new iconic accent." And then she was gone. So of course I had to resuscitate her any possible way I can.
"I'm the ghost of Lara. I'm bloated. I'm about to be an icon."
I'm sorry, Lara's been fired. Sorry.
Damn it.
But she was the gateway to my success.
Foiled again. Goodbye, Emmy. Goodbye, Oscar. Goodbye,
it was going to be hilarious. I was going to have this accent that I was going to do all the time and drive it into the ground for years to come.
Oh. So, they're just making small talk, you know, and Aisha's telling Bree that she loved her as a roommate, and she's like, "But you know, we had to work it out, and Ian moving, and then Jono," and Gail's like, so Nathan's getting checked on by Gail because his friend passed away, but he hasn't told anybody yet. So instead, did we mention his friend's getting his friend passed away?
We did.
Oh, that's when I was like, "Dude, was lover. I'm sorry, text. Nathan. I'm sorry, Nathan," because that's a lot. That's a big thing to ignore. But you know what? I do ignore trauma since this is all about my personal journey today.
Well,
that
also
is a problem.
It also happened very quickly. It was like a very quick thing, and then they got back to the antics of the show. So Gail can tell that.
Do you think the producers fuck with them? Because haven't you noticed that it seems like every season there's someone who gets awful news on the yacht?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I'm wondering if the producers are just fucking with people and they get home and they're like, "Just kidding. Everything's fine. We just needed some drama." Okay.
Well, a lot of these people seem like they're kind of running from tough situations. So it's not surprising that tough situations follow them onto the boat. Although it seems like this is totally independent of that. So my theory is a little weak. But, you know, it's fun to talk about. So now, you know, he's acting like everything's fine. And then now it's time to go dancing. And Aisha's like,
"Oh, Carrie, my favorite. Do you want to go dancing? I'm really pretty good on the dance floor." She's like, "Oh, what are you? Like sexy dancing?" "Oh, well, you will not catch me sexy dancing. That shit's for boring vanilla fucks. Oh, I love you so much. Please stay with me forever."
And Aisha's like, "We were meant to be together. We were meant to be you and me, like peanut butter and jelly, you and me." And Carrie's like, we were literally, "I came to save you." And Ellie's just watching this like, "Eh, Aisha and Carrie seem to be getting along very quickly. This might mean some sort of trouble for me. I've earned my position on this boat. And if my position should be threatened at all, I'm just not going to back down. Will I just lay here and take it? Questionable!"
Question. So everyone now goes to the club and everything. And Bree is saying she's watching Carrie and Joe get into another taxi. And she's like,
dude, not that I give two fucks, but I know my time is done.
And Nathan's like, no, I don't want to hear that. You're good at your job. She's like,
I'm not talking about that.
He's like, oh, okay. Thank God, I hate lying.
I meant with Joe. It's just, why does everything I touch end up disappearing?
So we are talking about your job.
No.
Why do birds suddenly disappear every time I am near?
It's because you're putting them in the laundry.
So Nathan's like, oh God, Joe, he's like a dog with two dicks. He'll never seal the deal.
And he doesn't finish what he starts. So it's like he likes to eat, but then he eats and then he leaves his plate on the table and moves on to the next plate. Because I was the starter, Eddie was the main, and now this girl is the dessert. Let's see if he finishes the dessert. Oh wait, where did the dessert go? I've lost the dessert. Dessert?
So is he just sampling?
You've lost your figurative dessert?
I have.
So she's basically saying that Joe has been served an appetizer, an entree, and dessert. Maybe he's just saving space for dessert.
I mean, the way she's putting it, it sounds absolutely natural what he's doing, you know?
I mean, who does that? They go from appetizer to main entree to dessert.
Who has a progression in their meal?
Yeah. What do you want him to commit and just sit with an appetizer all night? You'll never turn the table. I need to think this one through.
He didn't finish his appetizer before he went on to the entree. But then, to be fair, maybe Jono was cooking.
Maybe there was like Ozempic. Like, don't judge people. Don't judge us on our journeys.
Portion control. It's okay to leave stuff over. It's not nice, you know, ecologically and environmentally, but for the body. You're okay. It's okay to leave things over.
Yeah. So Carrie and Joe are dancing. She seems like she's trying to friend zone him, you know, I mean, at least with the dancing she's showing him, because it's very like box steppy kind of dancing.
It's like Scottish. And she's like, she's teaching him Scottish dancing, right? She's like, I'll teach you some Scottish dancing. Go and get him. Get him. Go and get him. Get him. Go ye. That's from Brigadoon, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh.
My Scottish music.
I should have known. So she's like, my friends back home will tell you I'm a flirt. I'm a pathological flirt. But I think my friendliness sometimes comes off as flirting. A guy that I worked with sent me this little care package. A care package, can you imagine? I guess I was flirting with him. You really know you flirted with someone when you get something in the mail. There's this care on it. Well, this is some peanut butter, some crackers, and a hair tie. He had it real bad. There were a couple of empty jars. What am I going to do with that fucking care package?
The weirdest part is that the care package also included Captain Sandy's clothes. Oh, that is where they are.
I meant to send that care package to my mom.
I love that that's her big story. She's like, wow, guess I really flirted too hard on my last boat, got a care package.
I would flirt with every one of them, and I got little care packages. I like a care package.
Buddy, you really had that guy's dick in a tizzy. Sent you a care package. Fuck yeah. So then she's like, yeah, she's like saying that she's just kind of like, okay, here's a friendly hug, care package guy. So then Nathan's just getting shit-faced for the pain. And then he finally tells Gail what's going on. And he telling us. So he's telling us that he got a text telling him that his friend passed away from cancer and that he knew he had cancer, but it just seemed like he was going to be okay. Oh, fucking hate. Fuck you, cancer.
I know.
Hate cancer.
Terrible. It's like these stories always make me petrified. So it's terrible. His Nathan and his poor friend who passed away. But he's keeping it on the inside. So everyone gets into the vans, and Nathan is definitely like a little surly, and he's holding it on the inside, and he's saying how he just wants to relax, and Gail says something, and he's like, shut the fuck up. And then, you know, Aisha's
like, oh, hell no. You know, she's like that. Yeah. She's like, no. And you know, Aisha jumps into her protective mode,
and
which we've seen on this show.
And Gail's basically like, no, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's fine. It's my fault. And Aisha crawls in the backseat. Like, this is where Aisha is so good, is that she, like you said, protective mode. She just jumps right in and she cuddles up on her and just like reassures her. It's basically like, no, you don't talk to Gail that way.
Yeah. And Nathan's just like, you're giving me too much shit. I can't deal. And she's like, sorry. And she's like, no, don't you apologize. Don't you dare apologize. How could you be so sad? We literally had someone save our lives. Can I get a round of applause for Carrie? Just come on, everybody. And so Bree, back in the other car, Bree is like,
you know, before all this, Ellie and I had a little drama, Carrie. And she goes,
yeah, it's called Jordan. It's called Jordan. You know, fix it up. Not too good. You don't want to be getting mail with jars in it. That's a little bit creepy.
Cap brought us, called us into the bridge, and she was like, you girls have to sort it out, because otherwise both of you are going. So we've been doing that ever since, and it has gotten so much better. Except for, you know, when I said, I won't sleep with Joe anymore, and then I slept with him right away. But don't tell her, please, please.
So that...
But is sleep, if you're sleeping standing up, is it really sleep?
So Nathan is like having a reaction, and so Aisha's asking if he's okay, and Gail's like sort of, they sort of like rearrange, and Gail basically is like, what's going on? And then he finally,
because Aisha's come to sit in between them, and yeah. Gail's like, no, I want to talk to him. So she crawls back over Aisha, and so Nathan tells her that his friend passed away, and I see why he might have wanted to hold that news for a bit. Because he tells her, and then immediately,
so he's crying. It's very sad. And then he's saying, oh, he has to talk to his mom. And so they arrive at the dock, and then Nathan and Gail walk off to a corner to talk. And they are like talking and crying. And Aisha goes into Joe's cabin. And she's like, Joe, you really need to support your friend tonight. He's like, why? What's going on? His friend died of cancer. So he's like, oh, shit. And, you know, he's like bummed because he was going to plan to hit on Carrie tonight. And now he can't because he has to be like a good friend.
Mm. So then, sorry, I didn't know that was the end. So
just leave me hanging here. Just leave me hanging.
I was waiting for an end, but it never. I didn't know that was it.
That was the end.
So then.
That was it.
So Nathan talks about how his mom was going through cancer tests, but she thankfully was cleared, and how he's, you know, he never talks about his feelings and his emotions, and that's the thing they do in his family, which is just let things go and never talk about anything and never express themselves. And I have to say, he does a good job, I think, on the show of expressing himself and his emotions. So good for you. Break the cycle, buddy. You seem to be breaking it very well.
Dickish deckhands. I mean, like, I'm like, I've been waiting for the other shoe to fall with this guy, and I'm like, I think he's a competent, good guy. Is this possible on Below Deck?
I never trust it on this show. I never fucking trust it. And also, I need to get to a second season because, you know, there's like that guy, what's his buns, Asher. What was his name? Ashton. What was the guy who was like a hero, and then he just got another season and just became a fucking monster? Yeah, oh my God.
That's true.
The guy almost got his leg taken off or whatever. So anyway, Joe tries to comfort him, but he's not really very comforting, you know? Because he's like, you know, my friend died. He's like, how are you? He's like, you know, it's just, how does this happen? And he's like, it's life. It's a little journey called life. Yeah. And then just shit happens. Okay. Well, you know, we all deal with it the same way. I would be like, this is my friend Ben, this is my other friend Jerry, let's get into bed and cry about it. Okay, let's both just put our backs towards each other and face a wall and sob while we eat ice cream.
Can't believe you didn't invite Jenny to that party. So then Joe's like, mate, I got your back. I've got your back. I'll see you tomorrow. Well, I've got your back, but for right now I'm gonna go try to bang the Scottish girl. Oh God, I can't deal with Scottish women. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think I'm the one who's really going through something right now.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense, No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow the Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then we go, it's the next morning, people are waking up, and Gail is seeing a different side to Nathan, and that, like, she's seen a sensitive spot to him, and, you know, and she wants to be there for him because he was there for her when she was having a hard time with his ex. I was like, yes, and he was part of the reason why you're also having a hard time with your ex, so, but that's fine, it's either way. So she crawls into bed with him, and they, like, hug and cuddle and everything, and she consoles him.
So then Aisha has an interior meeting and splits everybody up on shifts, and she keeps them kind of the same way, but she says that she wants to keep Carrie on service to see what she can do, which raises Ellie's hackles. And so Aisha's like, well, Carrie outranks Ellie and Bree in her experience, but I don't want to upset anyone. So she's just a floater, literally floating up to heaven like the Messiah, because God, she saved humanity. I'm sorry, I'm gonna cry again.
Carrie, can you kind of have, I'm sorry, Ellie, can you kind of have Carrie as your body this morning to help her find where everything is? Oh, I'm so jealous that you get Carrie as your body. Oh, what a dream.
So Ellie's kind of showing her around and stuff, and she's like,
this is how we do pillow. The back pillow is flat and the front pillow is at an angle, like that.
I think it's more like, where are things, not how to put a fucking pillow on a bed.
Yeah. And then Sandy's, okay, all right, hey, Jono, Ian, and Aisha, it's time for a preference sheet meeting, okay, everyone come on down. And then meanwhile, Ellie is still, like, showing Carrie around, and she's like, a floater on the bow in the fourth stool position, and second stool, I'm more than happy to help her find her way around the boat, because we're in hierarchy for a reason, so just play a role. She's obsessed with hierarchy. I am second stew. I did everything to do for these two. And now you will come in here and you will be fourth stew. And you shall not even look me in the eye. I am Ellie Hierarchy. Hashtag hierarchy.
If this girl doesn't follow hierarchy, it will be biarchy. Goodbye, Arky.
So then Sandy's like, okay, guys, here we go. Charter number 8. So Murphy and Beth LaSalle from Dayton, Ohio. They're going to be a barrel of monkeys. They're going to be a bundle of joy, these guys, okay? They're going to be joined by 3 other married couples, and they're all celebrating their 15-year anniversary. All of them at the same time, 15 years. Wow, what a coincidence. Does anybody suspect that these 3 couples might be trying to get a free flan? Anybody?
Now, as anybody? We all know, Murphy has put in many years broadcasting for FYI News, and she's never found a good secretary, but she's hoping that someday she will, and hopefully her house will be done being painted soon. Wait, do we have the right Murphy here? I think I got the wrong one.
I'll tell you what, some people don't like her, but she's very generous if you are a out-of-work contractor. Okay. To keep you taken care of.
She's a single mom, and she really bothered the vice president one time, but you know what? She does great work.
She upset Dan Quayle so bad that he forgot how to spell potato. Okay. So that was a rough one. So anyway, they are paying a lot. So if they are trying to lie and get free flan at the end of their trip, you know what? We're going to give it to them because we're good people. Okay. So Aisha, what are you reading? Aisha's like,
for arrival, they want Ouzu cocktails. That's so nice. You know, all I wanted was another stew and I got it. I'm so grateful.
Oh God. All right, everyone. So just prepare. I just want to let the whole crew know we will be serving Ouzu cocktails, which means that we are going to provide some free ear plugs for when Aisha winds up saying Ouzu.
What? I can say, oh, normally.
So this group wants wacky water game challenges with a yacht crew.
Oh,
fuck off with
go
this.
Fuck off.
Please, stop with these.
Go drown. Go off that slide and drown in the water. Why are you doing this to us?
Well, they're also requesting certain toys, like a pirate tower. Oh, my God. We better get an inflatable tower on day two, okay? And John was like, and for lunch, they want tapas or small plates instead of full meals. I love that, actually.
Also, for day two, I just want to point out that we will be... we're going to be hitting the gas on this yacht going faster than we ever got, because if we have a pirate tower behind us, you know, I got to outrace it. So just be prepared, everyone. Outrace those pirates.
And John was like, and also there's a possible shellfish allergy. And she's like, oh, Jono, let me give you some advice. Remember that shellfish allergy. We got that. Okay. We got that. We're going to try killing someone this time. Okay. Remember that, Jono.
Remember
big
it.
Test.
Remember
big
it.
Big test.
Don't forget about shellfish. So Sandy's like, the last charter was a huge oversight on Jonathan's part. There's no chef out there to replace Jonathan, not in the entire world. So I'm stuck with him. However, he knows there's no room for error, and I trust that he will not make the same mistake again. I'm like, really? Because we've seen that deconstructed chocolate cake come up in a bunch of different forms all season long.
Yeah, he's going to make the mistake again. He is definitely going to make the mistake again. Also, I heard that Jono was on the after show blaming Aisha for not dealing with the plate being put in front of that lady better. It's like, wow, way to take responsibility, which means that it will be happening again and again, because people like that,
well,
you know, that's what happens.
So it wasn't like
you can't even be like, I fucked it up, the end of it. Like, if you're still going to try and blame, put some blame on somebody. Ugh,
but it's not like there was again. A non-raw option that went to the wrong person. They were all raw.
Right. Right.
And Aisha even said herself, like, she should have been on top of that. She should have flagged that. But she was so busy with Bree. That, like, honestly, someone almost died because of Brie. I'm gonna say that right now. So, okay.
Someone almost died because of Brie?
Well, because Aisha was so busy dealing with, like, picking up the slack of Brie.
Oh, but yes. I see what you mean. So then, basically, blah, 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 she tells us, yeah, there's no one to replace him. Now, look. Could we find another chef? Sure. Could we find another chef architect? No. And you know what? It turns out that he was bad at both, because guess what? He couldn't even fix the leak. Okay.
Yeah.
This boat almost killed somebody and almost died last week itself because it almost leaked to death. You know what? Unfortunately, we didn't have a decent chef or a decent architect on board. Boo. Boo to both.
Aisha, can I ask you something? I wanted to use these last couple of charters to learn anything else regarding the chief's stew position, because I want to go home and find a small boat and row myself into the chief's stew's role.
Have you seen the new girl, Carrie? I would try to be exactly like her, because she's fucking amazing. She's like fireworks going off 24 hours a day. They never get old. But otherwise, I think you're doing pretty much all you can do to be mediocre. So you should just keep doing that. All right, mediocre Maddie. By the way, could you do me a favor? Tell Carrie I love her. Find her, hug her, and say, this is from Aisha.
Yeah, Aisha was like, no, you're just keep getting more experience. This is Aisha's way of saying, I'm not going to take you under my wing. You have not improved the way that you were supposed to have improved. It's too late. You're hopeless now. And this was also Ellie's way of reminding her, like, oh, I'm second stew. I'm basically a few feet away. I'm a few notches below where you are. And I just want to remind you that now that there's a new girl on the boat.
I think she just also wants reassurance, right? Because she's feeling insecure that she's brought in this new girl. So both the other girls think they're about to get fired. So she's just like,
so I just want to make sure I am still on track to be chief stew, right?
And Aisha, instead of being like, you're so great, you could totally be chief stew any second, she's like, keep trying. You know, it's like when little kids try to get on a roller coaster and they're striving to be as tall as that line and they're just not there, and there's nothing they can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. You just say, grow more and try again another day. By the way, could you look behind you and send Kiri forward? She's definitely tall enough for this, right? Kiri, get over here. You know what ride you're tall enough for? Hugs! The hog ride! Get over here, you miraculous lifesaver!
Carrie, I'm putting up one wing and I want you to get right on under it, okay? You're under my wing. Ellie, go take out the trash.
So,
yeah, so she's like, oh, okay. So she leaves, but she does not leave reassured, for sure.
Meanwhile, outside, Joe is pestering Gail, still punishing her for daring to say that he is treating the women poorly. So he's like, oh, Gail, you messed up a little bit. Oh, God. Oh, look, the doors. Oh, I hate that. I hate those long strokes. Do small ones like this. And she's like, oh, wow, so much better. So she's basically like, I feel like Joe is being passive aggressive to me. And like, I don't know if he's trying to prove himself as a lead deckhand, but I really don't think this is the best way to do it. You know, like, you know what you're doing. You know what I'm doing. That's like very nitpicky micromanagement. Like, what's your game? What are you playing at?
Yeah. So then Charter's coming. Charter's coming. And Carrie has picked up some toiletries. And then Nathan is talking to Gail about how sweet each other are. And then Carrie's talking about how fast she works. And she's like, sometimes I have to remind myself to slow down. I would just never want to fail at my job. I'd think that's a reputation I want to uphold. I just always work hard. You throw a Tampax at me, I'll catch it in my hand before I even know it's in the air.
Meanwhile, cut to Bree spending a minute folding her shirt in half.
Okay, sleeve to sleeve. Here they come. Okay, they are arriving. Oh, getting so close now. Oh, half a fold. Okay.
Speaking of, Joe is like, it's so vile. I just don't know what I'm going to wear. Where's Bree? I've only got one pair of pants, so these must be yours, Joe. These must be yours, Nathan. I'm getting very annoyed. I'm holding my tongue so you don't get fired, but what are you fucking doing down there, girl? God.
So then basically Joe goes up to Aisha. He's like, Aisha, I don't want to say it to Bree anymore, but I'm on one polo, and I can't survive. And there's a disgusting Scottish girl on board that I definitely don't want to hook up with, so I need to be in a cleaner shirt. And he's like,
you're on one polo, but we're about to see Uzu. You can't have one polo, Uzu.
And he's like,
can you sort that out for me? I didn't want you to go through you. I didn't want to go through you. But I'm wearing the same shirt for 4 weeks.
So then we cut to laundry, and Carrie's like, oh, this smells nice. And Ellie goes, I use nice detergent this time. Is it good softener? And she's like, good stuff. Like, oh my God, now she's looking for, like, compliments from Carrie about, what were you using before?
Why were you before, not using
I would,
good stuff?
I would soak things in body odor and then spit on it and use that, but...
I had no idea the crew was covering up for Bree because she's on her last legs. It just makes me want to explode. We went through a burn book. I had to separate the jobs and the laundry to pander to Bree because she swore that it wasn't her making the mistakes. It was Bree. It was Bree all along.
It's like, it's just too late in the season to even come down on her. I mean, it wouldn't do me any favors. I'd just make her cry, then she'd crumble, and I'd be down to 3 stews. I just really want to finish with 4 stews, that's all.
Yeah, so she basically confronts Bree and is like, yeah, so found Joe's polo hanging up in Ian's room. And like, she's like, you see why this is such a frustrating position for me? Because I could have fired you and I didn't. And now I'm stuck with you and no one has their clothes. And I know you've worked hard, quote unquote, but you're no hashtag Carrie. Oh, the best. I love, God, isn't Carrie the best?
I love how she's like, oh, I'm going to take care of this once and for all. Listen here, you do this one more time, I'm going to hug you so hard you're going to have handprints on your spine. You get it? You get it, girl? So then Sandy and Aisha are talking. She's like, Aisha, what's going on? She's like, nothing much. Joe came in this morning and he said, please, I've got no uniform. I mean, people haven't been telling me that they're protecting her, you know? And she's like, oh, gosh, why do you think they're doing that? She's like, I don't know, but I looked on the pants and clearly it says Joe and it's hanging up in Ian's cupboard. I just don't know what to do. The girl can't read a name.
Well, I mean, if no one tells us, how do we know? Like, I don't know. Okay, you know what? Leave it with me. I'll deal with it. Okay. Hashtag motivation coming up soon. You know what? I love that the crew likes to have each other's back. Like, but we need to know the information in order to correct it. But God, what a great crew I've molded. That they want to cover for the failing one. That's what you call a team.
Listen, if we don't have information on what's going on, we can't not fix it purposely to get more drama like that leak for the past 10 weeks.
If we don't know what's going on, we can't fix it. That's why Norma's love life is so bad. We never hear anything about it.
So, Joe is still being passive aggressive with Gail. He's like, Gail, will you do the passerelle with this, please? She's like, yes, sir. And he goes, and then I'll come down and mop it. Where's my shirt? Oh my gosh, that was there with my underwear. And she's like,
but I put them in here. Let me look at the washer dryer thingy.
She goes, why are you moving my clothes? They were just right over there.
But I didn't know.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. You're still fucking up with the laundry. What is it? What do you think it is? Do you think if we did a CT scan, your brain would be 60% smaller than the average human's? Why do you think you can't do laundry?
I feel like the system isn't working for me.
Okay, but whatever you need to do your job is what you ask for.
Okay, but maybe like little clip-on beads because everyone has color. And then if everyone has color, I can say that color goes with that color. Maybe like that?
Okay, so if color works better for you than writing, we'll just do the color. So just, you know, get your head in the game, okay? And out of Joe's crotch, get it? I know that much. Okay, we've got two chatters left. I'm going to get you what you need. Some little beads.
And we see at some point, I don't know if it's right now, but we see that she, this is why I can't hate Brie, because we see that she's like,
Reddit. Hello, I'm on Reddit for stews. I have a very important question. What is best laundry system?
And people are like, use the color beads. So she's trying. She's looking on Reddit.
I know. But you know what's going to happen is she's going to get the color beads and then she's going to be like,
oh, so the thing is, it's hard for me to remember which color goes with which person.
It's like, well, it says on the wall, blue goes with Joe.
Oh, I know, but it is so hard to read.
It's just going to be one thing after another.
Oh, unfortunately, I'm colorblind. All of it is gray.
Why didn't you tell me you were colorblind?
I didn't know.
Is it possible?
Well, didn't you notice that you were wearing different colors this whole time?
I thought everything was same color.
Is it possible to paint people's cabins so that way I know blue shirt goes with blue cabin, blue cabin, green bead, green cabin? Can we do that?
Well, I guess if she needs that, okay, we're going to repaint the yacht.
Well, I realized I was colorblind, so I was wondering if we could switch to smell system and we could just make everybody's clothes smell different.
I was wondering, could we make it one size fits all so that way everyone's clothes is everyone's clothes?
In previous yachting group I was on, someone promoting the group said, if you're a stewardess and need help, join this group. So I asked for advice. I probably should have asked for the color sooner, but I was afraid to ask. But now I did, and now I will learn colors.
They're like, fine, we'll fucking get your beads from Michael's of Athens.
Happy Labby Opa.
Mikhail Opus. All right, everyone. Okay, guests are arriving. Change into whites. Pause for laughter. No one has any whites anymore. Okay, whatever rags you can find around the boat, change into them because everything else is lost.
So then Carrie's asking Ellie if they put sugar on the table for tea and stuff like that, or if they ask if they just want it sweet. And I was like, you can ask. And she's like, sorry, I've got so many random questions. Asia, where do you like me? That's so random. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, they are random questions. It's hard to believe that you'd be considered to be second to anywhere because you do not respect the hierarchy and you ask stupid questions about sweeteners.
So then now the deck team is preparing to leave for their destination. Dun, 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 dun. So someone asked Carrie where she's from, and she's like, Glasgow, Scotland, hence the terrible accent. And they're like, oh, I love that. I love Scott. If you can't understand me, just let me know. I'll slow down. Just kidding. I won't slow down. I really can't slow down. It's in my blood. It's in my blood not to slow down.
Oh, is that a care package you just gave me? Yeah, I couldn't help it. I just heard that accent. I was like, I gotta give this girl a care package.
Loser.
What?
This is our respect for you. Loser. Oh. He was like, so then Aisha's like, Carrie's new. Isn't she beautiful? Does everybody want, let's play a game. Everybody go around the table and tell Carrie something miraculous about herself.
And now it's time to dock. They're gonna dock, or they haven't docked. Something's happening on the deck with Ian. So Aisha, meanwhile, is radioing about doing lunch, and John, I was like, girl, I'm very grateful I haven't been fired. But when you're on a yacht trip and on a busy boat like this, you have no choice but to keep moving. My mom had a tough life, you know, raising two brothers by herself, having her own businesses. She taught me these types of lessons. You get a bad review or something, and you thank them for the critique, and you move on. That's it. I was like, okay, sure. Wedge in some biographical information randomly late in the season about his mom.
You get a bad review, you just say thank you, and you give them a thank you present, which is raw fish, and hope they die. That's it.
And then you change your career.
Yeah. So then Ian's like, lines are coming aboard, Sandy. She goes, are all lines free? Are all lines free? Hello, can anybody hear me? Can anybody? And Gail's like, no, they're not free yet, Sandy. Well, how many lines do we have left? Okay, whose line is it anyway? My gosh.
Can anyone hear me out there? I feel like I'm speaking to the void. Hello, 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 hello. Is it me you're looking for? Come on, someone help me out here. And Sandy's like, we're on the second to last charter, and Ian needs to know exactly where his crew needs to be, and we should be able to undock with our eyes closed. Although I don't recommend doing that, because then you just Captain Glenn it up, if you know what I'm saying.
Ian, you need to keep your hands off the lines. Let your team take the lines off, because I need you talking to me, Ian. You're not talking to me. He's like, copy. Our lines are fucked. Drop the line. Drop the line. Ian, you need to communicate. Copy. But that was good communication. Okay, you know what? That was good, because you heard me. I mean, that was good. Cut, you're really doing a great job. Captain Gold Sandy, star for you, Ian.
Captain Sandy, I'd like to communicate something to you. Yeah, what is it? I think I'm going to go down for a few hours for a nap. All right, well... At least he communicated.
It's one of my favorite things in life are naps. Yeah. That's pretty good. You're winning with me today, Ian. Go ahead. So Aisha's like, Ellie, I didn't say come. I just said stand by, because she's serving lunch. And she's like, no, not lunch yet. Not lunch yet. Jono, I'm not ready yet. There's glass flying everywhere.
It's windy. Glasses are falling over. Glasses breaking on the table. Excuse me, glass breaking on the table. She's trying to clean it up, and the food is supposed to go up, but they're all delayed because of this. So Aisha's telling everyone, like, stand back, stand back. And Carrie goes back down to Jono, and she's like, well, I didn't know. I was just following Ellie. I'm just a floater. And he's like, oh, don't worry, honey. Bloop. You know, this dysfunction's bad. The food's going to be cold when it gets there. And at the end of the day, it's my head that's going to be on the chopping block in Sandy's office when the guests complain about something that's cold. So I hope they figure their shit out. But this is not dysfunction. This is like broken glass on the table because of the wind. And it needs to be cleaned up. And the dysfunction is serving raw fish to someone who's allergic to raw fish. And then serving a cookie on top of a cake with a scoop of ice cream on top.
Yeah, and it's also lunch. Like, how much, like, really hot stuff is there? I don't know. Just do it. You know, your head wouldn't be on the chopping block if you hadn't fucked up so much already.
Yeah.
So then the guest keeps making this joke. He's like, wow, the views in Ohio are almost this good, right? Because at first she's like, how do you like it? And he's like, oh, wow, it looks just like Ohio here. he's really just shitting all over Ohio, this guy. And Aisha's like, oh, here's some melon and prosciutto. I'm glad this got served before it got cold.
Then it's time to drop anchor and stuff, and Carrie goes up to Ellie and is like, just so you know, I put a spare water here instead of that other fridge. And Ellie's like, oh, but the only thing is that with this fridge, you just need to close it like this. He's like, oh, I know it doesn't work out, but I just mean that, like, once you're finished, like, we can swap that water out. She goes, no, I understand, you stupid fucking floater. She goes, oh, yeah, sorry. No, I'm just saying that this fridge doesn't close properly, and then it starts to leak. It's like a very tense discussion about... It's like a tense discussion about where to put the water into what fridge, but it's really kind of like Ellie marking her territory.
Well, water discussions have gotten pretty crazy on this show. Remember the season with the girl from Homeland and the other girl that kept fighting about, like, stock the waters in the fridge. And she's like, she's torturing me. She's just, like, oh my torturing God. Me. Like, oh, my God, you didn't even finish stocking the water in the fridge. You remember that?
The girl from the homeland.
Claire Danes.
I was thinking about, like, Miranda Balogun? I was like, no.
No, the season with Claire Danes. And
where she was crying over everything.
Yeah, she was like this nightmare stew. I remember the guy was trying to date her and was like, I'm going to call What's Your Buttons the next season. And she was like friend zoning him on
and
camera.
He was Scottish.
God damn, Below Deck. I can never remember everybody's name.
Another Scottish person. Kyle. His name was Kyle. Good Kyle. So, Sandy, I'm like, remember when that happened? That was literally the season that aired right before this episode, before this season. I'm like, remember so many years ago when there was Barbie? She had issues. So, all right, everyone, I'm going to slow down here so we can anchor. We're going to anchor. So we're going to put 3 shackles in. Drop the anchor, everyone. So they're dropping the anchor. But where is Ian? Ian's missing.
Dun, dun, dun. And Joe's like, where the hell is Ian? Gail, do you want to free the jet skis? She's like, I don't mind, whatever you prefer. I'm easy. Ellie, do you want to go on your break? So she sends her on the break. And then Joe is like, Gail, I was going to put that carabiner with the blue jet ski. She's like, well, what do you think I was doing? He's like, I don't know. I'm just telling you. She's like, well, I was thinking of moving that down and putting the biscuit in between. He's like, oh, God, with Gail. Anything I say, unfortunately, is like an attack. I'm the lead deckhand. I'm the lead deckhand, man. So she's got to get used to it. She's like, oh, my God. You were the lead deckhand only because Ian bowed to your hotness.
Yeah. And it's like,
that guy's the hottest one and therefore the most alpha. And I will just give it to him, even though he clearly doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah. So then there's some costumes that are happening, and Aisha's trying on a costume, and she's like, do you like it? And the guest says, you know, like, oh, that looks really good. And later tonight, it'll become a merkin. And she's like, what's a merkin? Is it like a pube wing? And it's like, yeah, it's a pube wing. You see a lot of them in Ohio.
So then Jono is checking in with Bree about what's going on. She's like,
hey there, work morning.
Because of laundry.
Yeah, but it's just like stupid, dumb mistakes. I'm like one of the biggest babies, and, you know, maybe I'm one of the biggest babies captain in Asia I've ever met in their entire lives, but the beads has to work. I appreciate the second chance, fourth chance, the fifth chance, the third chance. Please, beads, work for me.
Beads by Dre's.
Please.
So the guests are playing with weather toys, and Carrie is checking in on Bree, and that's nice. And Bree is like,
I think that Carrie has had quite a bit of experience under her belt, so I'm just happy to have her around to get some extra help. And maybe she can show me a thing or two down in the laundry, like, how do you put beads on shirts?
So then down in the mess, the deckies are eating, and there's a little tension with Joe and Gail. So she's like, what's going on? He said we were going to pack up, so he told me to get my polo. And Joe's like, shit, am I going in the water? And Gail says, but you did offer. And he's like, well, I'll change then. Don't worry, Gail. She goes, okay, well, I don't have any dry wets. And he goes, you're a princess. And she goes, you're a prick. And it's just like, dun, dun, dun.
And he's like, well, at least we both know where we stands. And Nathan's like, oh, she's going to kill you, bro. She's like, oh, are you annoyed? She goes like, no, I'm chill. But she's like visibly furious. And then she basically leaves and goes to her room. And he's like, I can't be asked with this shit. Is there any reason to cry? And Nathan's like, yeah, you pissed her off. And Gail is basically saying how she's like,
I'm no princess. I don't see Joe doing this to anyone else. And he hasn't done it to me previously. My only theory is at the moment is that, you know, the closer that Nathan gets to me, the more bitchy Joe gets to me. And he's trying to get a reaction out of me. And I'll give you one, and then I'll give you nothing.
Yeah, I think that it's also because you called him out on the girls. So he's very like, a girl told me something. Well, so Aisha is telling Ellie, isn't it nice that we're so on top of things now? And Ellie's like, can I just ask? Carrie was on service today, only for training, right? And she's like,
Well, yeah, because when she came on, I said, I need to see where you're at, make sure that you're much better than everyone else, as I suspect you are, so that I could possibly fire every... I mean, you're doing great!
Ellie, could you just move to the left? You're sort of standing on the rose petals I put down for Carrie.
Oh, my God. Brie, Ellie, do you want to see me smile?
Yes.
All right, say your name is Carrie and that you're here to save me. Do it. Let's role play.
I am Carrie and I am here
oh
to save
God,
you.
Oh, my God, you're a miracle.
You know, I feel kind of like a third wheel. So I was like, how is this going to go for rest of season?
And she's like, well, but you are here too. You are working here as well with me.
But as third wheel, much like my car growing up, only three wheels.
Oh, yes, but I did use her on service a lot today because I just want to see what she knows, which is quite a bit because she is so great. God, don't you love Carrie?
Well, I just want to make sure I'm not being demoted.
Oh, but no. I just want you to know you were up here and now you're going to be way down here. Really, I don't even want to speak to you by name anymore. That's how much I respect you. I just want to say, hey, you possibly throw a rag at your head and then have you maybe sweep something up. Is that going to work for you?
No, at the end of the day, you're absolutely not going to be demoted, you know, because you're going to be promoted to a lower position, that's all. And at the end of the day, that's all, it's also my call. So, you know, shut the fuck up. And so I'll put you her where I see fit, which is everywhere, because she's great.
And that gets Ellie. That tells Ellie all she wants to know when Aisha's like, but it's my call. So if I do want to promote her, I'll promote her. And she's like,
oh, now I see.
Why are you making those noises?
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. No!
You are, though.
I'm not.
Listen, Ellie, don't worry. I have some great news for you. I'm giving you a much higher position. If this boat were upside down, you're going lower into the boat. But since we're upside down, it's actually higher into the boat. So congratulations.
And she tells us, well, I understand why Ellie might be feeling insecure, because she's bullshit and she'll probably get fired if she fucks with me one more time. But I'm here to worry about how much I love my new savior, sister and girlfriend, Carrie, and not about my second stew's feelings.
And that's the end of the episode. So thanks everyone for being here. And for listening, we got an episode of Chimp Cramp. Chimp Crazy.
Chimp sure is crampy.
Wow, that chimp is very crampy.
Crampy chimp.
Chimp Crazy coming up. So keep your ears and eyes out for that recap, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. We want to hang with Liz Lang. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What's up, guys? It's your girl Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's so good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend. I mean, the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox, the list goes on. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby, This is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.